perhaps the end of days was upon us. But it turned out it was just a disoriented old lady in a champagne-colored Toyota Avalon crashing into my world like DMB circa 1996.
There is no hope for us, and I'm sorry. I've never been one to give that type of a message or try to spread that. Maybe I'll get over it, guys, but I just went through torment and hell, and it's giving me nightmares. There's no one to help us. Everyone's covering it up, and I just can't take it anymore, guys. I cannot take the chemistry of it anymore.
Oh, what are you doing?
I haven't changed. I'm still a flat earther. Through and through.
You're a wormy sucker, you know that?
No!
Oh! How could you say that?
All right, fellow Flat Earth friends, we have a...
Oh!
Curious as to your commercial that you have on TV, I think it's saying the world isn't flat, and I totally took offense to that.
Ooh.
Come on, what are you saying?
David 136, suspect just stole my vehicle.
There she is.
Come here now!
Go to the ground!
Now he did get on a stolen vehicle for sure. Alright, stand up.
Ow.
Anybody got a cage? She's wiring.
Apparently so.
His car is right there.
You just
stole a police car.
No, I'm going to see
you stole a police car in front of three police officers. I've seen some stupid stuff, but my gosh. And you hit a car with it?
I was going to jail. Something that I did not do.
You just stole a police car.
Now I'm going to jail for something I did.
Well, there we go.
Do take accountability for my actions.
Did you steal a police car?
You
know what?
Did you?
Give me an attorney.
Answer the question.
Give me an attorney.
We saw you do it.
No, you didn't see me do it.
I did. Bing.
He did.
Psycho!
Bodies tossed skyward like ragdolls thrown into the air by the late great Andre the Giant. I don't know. They appeared to be weightless, hitting zero G like the fearless crew of a forgotten Apollo mission, whose only objective was to obtain a beef and cheddar classic and return home to Kathleen Quinlan safe before sundown. I don't know.
Do 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 do
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello. Why can't I hear my headphones? That is interesting. Man, there's always something.
Always something. Let's get rid of this.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Random stream. But don't worry, I have stuff to talk about. I'm going to do some channel reviews of some subscribers that have subscribed, and also welcome the new subscribers. Hang out with you guys in the chat for a little bit before I get my day going and out in the world. I dedicated today. Well, I guess I didn't dedicate it, but I'm going to go out. I don't know where, but I'm going to go out and be amongst the rest of society. So we'll see how that goes. Got a comment already. Let's see who is here. Roman. Ah, you're on my list, a matter of fact. Welcome and thank you for coming in. Thank you. I also have an article by Can I Play That? So I'll be going over that as well. Yeah, so let's go ahead and dive right into this. Oh, cool. And the music paused. That was good timing. But that's not what I want. There we go. Alrighty. So let me get to my list of channels to review. Do I want to share the screen? I'll just talk about it. Why not? So there we go. Okay, so the new subscribers I'd like to welcome. And if I mention your name again or your channel name again, I apologize. I don't remember where I left off last time, so, but anyway. Mermaid7100, welcome to the channel. Much appreciated. Wayne Weiland, welcome. Jorge, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that last name, so I apologize, but thank you for coming. Much appreciated. Doug Couch, and that's going to be one of the channel reviews as well today, so the Doug Couch Show. Bo Green, he's been interacting on some of the video comments, so thank you, Bo, much appreciated. And I've seen you in some of the Facebook groups too, I just can't remember which one off the top of my head. Donna Ellison, welcome. Lex, oh that's right, I couldn't pronounce that one last time, so that's about where I am. So Roma, I must have gotten you last time, or Roman. So the first channel that I got on the list is... Doug Couch. I went over some of his channel a few streams ago at night, in the evening actually, with Joe Quirk, and we went over some of his videos, but I just wanted to mention some of these again. Where's my... There we go. So Doug Couch, he is a musician. I can't remember if he said he produces the beats or his relative produces the beats, but there's a lot of good songs in here. I haven't gone through all of them, obviously, but he's got a lot here to choose from. So if you're into the, I don't know what exact genre to call this, I would say like post hip hop. He's got some trap beats in there, I noticed. Yeah, so if you're into that kind of thing, check out the Doug Couch channel. And again, all these links will be in the description box below for all these channels. Alrighty. Next up, we got... Where's my text edit? Next up, we got... Oh, yes. The Audio Game Club for Blind Gamers Everywhere. Yes, that is a mouthful, but... Let's check this out. And it was really cool because this guy, his name is Toby, he called me on Facebook Messenger several days ago. We had a good conversation. There you go. So he's got his trailer video up. Let's see what kind of videos he's got here. And, he told me about Manamon, which I guess is kind of like a Pokemon type game, but it's fully accessible. So that's really cool. Where are... There we go. Videos. So Menomon 2 playthrough and walkthrough is his most recent video from a few days ago. So he's got two parts to that, part one and part two. Alternative Magic. Alternative Magic part four. And part two. Part one. Hey, what happened to part three? Oh, okay, the most recent is part three, part four, part two, part one. Yep. Okay. Then, BK1. I don't know what BK1 is. Another BK1. BK1, part two. Part three. Part six. Part 7, part 5. This must be a long gameplay. Let's check out this one. Because it's only 2 minutes and 45 seconds. So, let's have a listen to this one. Actually, I'm going to have to... how can I do this? Okay, let me copy the link. Hold on. Give me a second here. We'll make a new tab here. Open this. Paste. Okay, let me share this screen so you guys can see it if you'd like. Oh, and I want to see if Steven. Welcome, good sir. I am doing well, thank you. How about yourself? Come on. Let's go here. Okay, share screen. Oh, come on. Chrome tab. Share audio. Do not forget to share the audio. BK1. Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Selected.
Hey everyone, I thought I'd end part one. This is the second part of part one of this playthrough of BK1, and we've caught up with Yamazin, and this is the cutscene that follows the race minigame.
The dark person walked somewhere from a manhole with a mysterious pattern written on it. Apparently the manhole seems to have been created by a dark person. I do not know where I will be blown, but I do not know where I will be back.
It sounds like a text-based game.
Tentatively, Aaron called a police. Police officer, hello, what is it? Aaron, well, now I went to a house near the park. The dark person in the example walked there now. A treat after stealing the knothole. Police officer, is that so?
And again, audio game club YouTube channel link is in the description box below, or you could just search the audio game club for blind gamers everywhere. I know it's a mouthful, but that's it.
Then, please wait.
Okay, and there we have it. That is the end of the cutscene. So, when we come back in part two, we will go and speak to the police officer and see what happens next.
There you have it. That's one of his shorter videos. He's got a lot. I don't know if they're streamed or if he just records them or what, but a lot of good information. So, I recommend this channel as well. And let's see. Next up, we got... Oh, yeah. Okay. Check this one out. Now, I actually had Stephanie on my show a couple nights ago. Whoops, wrong way. And I'm going to go to the most recent upload, which is Eagle Island. And I wanted to show you guys this one because it has great potential.
Today, I'm very excited. We are going to be reviewing, and not just reviewing, we are doing an accessibility spotlight, specifically a visual accessibility spotlight on a game called Eagle Island. Now off the bat, I'm going to apologize because the only way I could get this game to record for some reason with struggle with impulse, sorry about that, is absolutely that for description box below. Check it out. And I had a demo too. And I went and I played through it. Now I'm not the best platformer in the world. Jump into, they have an entire...
Okay.
So we're going to go into this and check this out. First thing off the bat, visuals. Okay, you can dim the backdrop. You can see in the background.
Again, the name of this game is called Eagle Island.
Backdrop is dimming. If you want less distracting things and you want to be able to focus more on what's happening, you can dim that backdrop. You can disable the lighting altogether if you want to. That brightens things up a little bit, which I think we're going to go with today to make things a little easier to see. You can outline your character in white, which I have enabled because I found it very helpful. You can outline the platforms, which if you look in the background, you can see that changing a bit right now, and that makes things easier to see. I have that enabled. You can disable the screen shake. If the screen shake is something that messes with you or your eyes or you dislike, you can disable that altogether. I didn't really notice it a whole heck of a lot, but that is something you can turn off. You can also turn off or reduce the...
Yeah, Steven, I hope it helped you out. And again, I might as well just mention it now. If you guys haven't done so, I encourage every single blind person who has the capability of uploading a YouTube video to participate in the Holman Prize. Everyone. I think the more entries, the better. That way we can, well, get more attention to it. And not necessarily the Holman Prize itself, but just let blind people know that there are alternative means of ways to help us out. So I thought that was really cool. Where am I at here? Oops, wrong one. Not this window. It's so different using Chrome tabs as the share screen now. It's hard to get used to. Okay.
Flashing in this game, if flashing is something that bothers you, which I think is fantastic. Now we're gonna go for the creme de la creme of this game. This game, my friends, has screen reader capabilities. Everybody, the crowd goes wild. I know. The crowd goes wild. So, the caveat of this is...
That reminds me of that scene in Hackers where Joey's in the... He just made a wicked hack, okay? Got a dump file. But anyway, so he's like, yeah, oh man, I am so... This is so stoked and this is so right. This is so elite and blah, blah, blah. So he's in the shower, taking a shower, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh yeah, Joey's number one. And he's doing that same exact thing. That's what it reminded me of.
This game is
kind of funny.
It's available on Windows and through Steam and Nintendo Switch.
Oh, Steam. I hate Steam. It is so inaccessible. At least the last I checked a month ago.
The Nintendo Switch does not have a screen reader, so if you get this on Switch, I am 99.9% certain the screen reader will not work because it doesn't exist on Switch. So, if you get this game...
I think it will work. If anybody has a Nintendo Switch and you get Eagle Island, or maybe rent it, or get the demo, like she said, I don't know if there's a demo version for Nintendo Switch. I don't even know how Nintendo Switch works. Are they CDs? Are they cartridges? I don't know. Do you hook up to the internet and download games? I don't know. But if you can, get the demo of Eagle Island. Let us know if the screen reader is proprietary to the game or does it rely on the screen reader of the console? That would be interesting to know.
I would recommend downloading it on Steam and playing it on your computer. I don't know how much space it takes up. I don't think it's very much. It's a pretty simple platformer, so I wouldn't imagine it'd be a ton of space. But I'm going to show you guys a screen reader. And even without the screen reader, the font size in this game is pretty freaking huge, which you are going to see. So, you can turn on the screen reader.
Screen reader rate.
Which you can now hear. You can change the rate of the speech.
Three. Four.
I keep my screen reader relatively low. I don't use screen readers a heck of a lot at the stage of my vision loss, so my speech is a little slower, but I understand it as people like get used to it. They turn the speech up a lot more because they want to hear it better.
Volume. 100%.
So the volume's all the way up. So we're going to leave that there.
Save.
And now it is going to reiterate everything that I do in this game. It is going to read everything to me.
Wait a sec, did her volume also go up?
Controls.
Game, it is going to leave that. I want to hear it better. Or, but I understand it as people like get used to it. They turn the speech up a lot more because they want to hear it better.
So what I think whatever she's recording on, that screen reader uses the system volume rather than its own volume.
Volume, 100%.
So the volume's all the way up. So we're going to leave that there.
Save.
And now it is going to reiterate everything that I do in this game. It is going to read everything to me.
Maybe not. That was weird. It just boosted
controls,
like 2 dB in my headphones.
Visuals, screen reader,
I mean,
controls.
How amazing. You also have controls. You have auto aim, enable mouse control, disable vibration, disable gamepad, use right stick.
So there's a lot of screen reader options on this game, apparently. So I'm going to get into the game itself so you guys can hear how the screen reader interacts.
The game controls, bottom of it because of the screen. I'm sorry, y'all. So, but you can see on the top line, you can see kind of how big the text is, which is great.
Name sign. When playing casual difficulty, earn mana by defeating monsters.
I wish it wasn't like that, and I don't have a way to change it. I think there's a way to get rid of your bottom bar, but I don't know how to do it.
Name sign. A 4x combo will earn a heart.
So, you can stop at those along the way. So, we're going to go into the next area here. And my mic is sort of blocking the screen, so we're going to start wailing on people. Oh no! See, I told y'all, I'm not the greatest at platformers, especially because my mic is blocking part of the screen right now. But I figure even...
Now, I'm kind of curious about this game because the sound itself is good. And I can hear things... If you guys put your earbuds in or headphones on, you can hear things and they're directional. Like, I can hear that flapping off to my right.
If I'm terrible at this, it really kind of gets the point across.
See, now that flapping or whatever it is way off to the left, like it's in the distance, and it's coming and approaching.
Regardless that, you know, this game is...
Now it's right in front, going to the right.
...is highly visually accessible, which is fantastic, and we don't honestly, frankly, see enough of. We're literally...
So this could be... I'd be interested in trying it because it seems like a totally blind person could play as well, just based off the sound.
Really gonna see me die before I even get to where I want to get to. So what I'm looking for in particular is there are different... I want to get to a chest, and I want to get to the little trading post. And I think I see a chest right there. So we're gonna get to that. And those are the two things that I really want to show you guys before this is over. I'm literally already almost dead. It's actually a freebie. So this didn't actually have what I wanted to show you in the first place. Somewhere, we're just gonna keep wailing on it. You can get as you go through. I haven't...
Chest cost, 10 seeds. Quill has 27 seeds.
So I haven't gotten super, super into this, but... Put that in our inventory. It read off to me how much the chest was and how much I had.
So that's really cool. It looks like whoever made Eagle Island really took into consideration accessibility, especially when she was talking about the whole visuals and everything like that. So that's really cool. Let's go on to the next channel. Logic Pro 10 Gaming. I briefly covered this channel a while back. I didn't really get into it, though. Come on. I think so. There we go. Uploads. Minecraft Survival Mode Part 1. 3 days ago. So this is a newer one. So let's take a listen.
If you know the game as... everybody, welcome back to another video here on the channel, and here we have the start of yet another Minecraft Let's Play. I know I've already done like two already, but this one's going to be a little bit different because I'll actually be able to play the game as intended for the most part. One of my major barriers in playing normal survival mode without having the game difficulty set to peaceful is that creepers blend in with the landscape entirely too much, so that's kind of been a really big barrier for me, but I've kind of figured out how to deal with that for the most part. So not being in peaceful mode will actually allow me to do things like worrying about not starving to death. There's going to be a lot more combat in the series, which will allow me to make a lot more things, and there's going to be a lot more that's possible and stuff. So without further ado, let's go ahead and select single player here.
I've never actually played Minecraft.
Button. Select world.
And we're going to select our world.
Sounds like
search for worlds. Edit box. Selected. Let's play survival 2020. Last played Sunday, January.
All right, there it is.
Play selected world button.
That is Alex.
And we're going to go ahead and play this world. All right, here we are in the world, everybody. And it looks like we've spawned in a plane of some sort next to a ridge, which is going to be really good. And we're actually getting some saplings from this, which is really good. It's actually going to allow us noise. I have not gotten any food yet either. This is also a problem. Hopefully some of these trees will drop apples. But I hear animals, so worst comes to worst, I have to hunt one and cook some meat. That might have to be what we do here. Normally, I would actually spend more time doing this, but I'm lucky such that we have A, exposed stone here, and B, we've got one in each in a 2x2 grid, and that will give us our first crafting table. We're gonna place some in here and make some sticks.
So it doesn't really sound like it's totally blind accessible. But the sound is really good. As far as directional sound or 3D sound or immersive sound, whatever you want to call it. So, I don't know. I might check it out.
We're going to go ahead and put our crafting table down. We're going to actually grab our sticks. And we're going to go 1, 2. And then we're going to go for our logs. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3. And that gives us a wooden pickaxe.
So that is Logic Pro Gaming 10, Logic Pro 10 Gaming, or Pro X Gaming. If you like this kind of content, click that link in the description box, and it'll take you right to his channel. Let's see what else we got. I think we got one more. Yep. Most of you guys will know about this channel because I was just on it last night.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another video.
Not that one. Let's try this again. There we go. That worked. So, here we are at Blending the Blind and Sighted. They got a lot of great shows to choose from. Like just last night, we talked about scams on one of their shows called Things That Make Me Go, Before that, they got Meet Me in the Middle, which I guess is them interviewing a blind or visually impaired person. I don't know if it's specifically to the blind community. But anyway, they just invited me last night to be on that show next, I guess. Or in the future, I should say. So this one called Just Because You Can Doesn't Mean You Should. I was on that one a couple days ago, so you can check that video out. That's cool. The Blind Lead... Wait. Oh, with Widow. Okay, gotcha. And then they got these tech shows where it's called The Blind Leading the Not So Blind, and they teach someone how to use blind technology. I was a guest on that one too. It was kind of funny because Lori was trying to use the Android TalkBack, and we're just like, she just gave up. Like, that's how I feel too about Android TalkBack. So, then there is the Not So Late Late Show. That's with me as how many shows have I been on over there? Goodness. So there's a lot to choose from. They also have a game night, and last time they played Family Feud. So yeah, there's a lot of different types of shows that you can check out over there on Blending the Blind and Sighted. And again, the link is in the description box below. Let me hit up the chat. Come on, and see where you guys are at. Oh, I can just close that. There we go. Pretty good. I knew this chat was going to be kind of slow because I didn't advertise this show. I just went live instead of scheduling it, so no one really knows that I'm live unless you've got all notifications put on all. So, okay, the last thing that I want to go over, where is it? Is it this? Here we go. Okay. There's a website. Let me share this screen. Share. There we go. Goodness. Let's do, application. Well, there we go. Basic accessibility options. Sure. Okay, here we go. Now, this website is kind of weird. Like, right now, my screen reader is going crazy. I don't know what exactly it's reading. Like, mobility review, Star Wars The Old Republic, accessibility review, Dragon Ball Z. It's just... It continuously is just spitting out, I don't know what, like games. Okay, so here's the latest. I want, that's mobility review. I would love to play a Star Wars game. Which reminds me, there's one I'm supposed to check out called, what was it called? Someone told me about it in the chat a while back. Okay. It must be some kind of scrolling banner because it's driving my screen reader crazy. Basic accessibility options for blind and low vision players. This guide. So it's a guide. This game does not address audio only games. Yeah. This is really hard to follow because that auto scroll keeps, you know, the blind people that want to play your... Okay, so this is an article directed toward game developers in hopes to provide some kind of feedback and suggestions on how to make games accessible. So this is really cool. And this link is also in the description box below. It's a great website. Well, I wouldn't say great because I don't know what this thing. Matter of fact, I'll let you guys hear it. Let me change my sound card.
Confirmed audio setting.
There we go.
Confirmed.
NG's. All right.
Safari, basic accessibility option.
Here is the website. Now I'm just gonna let it sit for a second. Maybe. Of course, now it's not gonna do it.
Mobility Review, Star Wars, The Old Accessibility, Jeff Game Review, Frost Link, an estimated. You are merely thinking about a broader variety of vision experience. You already put a lot of thought and creativity into the visuals of your game and spent a significant portion of your budget on creating good assets and rendering them beautifully. Visually Impaired Review, Grease, Visually Impaired there. Review, Grease, Accessibility, Visually Impaired Review, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Visually
now
Impaired
it's going
Mario
crazy.
Kart 8 Deluxe, Accessibility Reviews, Visually Impaired, Visually Impaired Game Review, Mini Metro, Visually Impaired Game Review, Mini Metro, Accessibility Reviews, Visually Impaired.
And it'll keep.
Mobility Review, Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Even if I press Control to stop the speech.
Accessibility Review,
there she
Dragon
goes
Ball
again,
Z.
There she goes again. So I don't know what
Death
is
game
up
review,
with that.
Deaf Game Review, Frostpunk, Axe 3. There's a wide variety.
But it makes for a real difficult time to read.
Menu checkmark, system default, multi-output device, Scarlett Y2 USB built-in output.
To read the article. But anyway, the article is for developers anyway, but can I play that is for everyone. So anyway, where am I? Let's go to the chat, see what's up with you guys. That's it. Okay, well, good. So again, I just want to say welcome to all the new subscribers. Thank you so much. It's much appreciated. I also talked about the Holman Prize that everybody should enter to win if they can. If you have any kind of means of recording a video for 90 seconds and uploading it to your YouTube channel, or I mean, you don't have to have a YouTube channel. You can have a YouTube account and just start a channel. It's really easy. So you have a chance to win $25,000, and more people that do it, the better, because we can bog down the system. Oh, did I say that out loud? And then we did some channel reviews. Again, we got the Doug Couch Show. Doug Couch on YouTube. Link is in the description box. Then we had the Audio Game Club for Blind Gamers Everywhere. Link is in the description box below. Little Blind Gamer, Stephanie, who I interviewed or had on a couple days ago, with her YouTube channel, Little Blind Gamer. Link is in the description box below. And, oh, Logic Pro 10 Gaming. Got his channel in the description box below, as well as Blending the Blind and Sighted. Their Facebook group page link and YouTube channel link. I don't know if I put the Facebook group page link in there, but the YouTube channel is definitely there. So, let me see where we are. Half hour. That was good. That was good. I don't think I was on screen. Oh, well. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys have a wonderful Friday. I hope I will, too. Until next time, peace out. And if you guys have any suggestions for channel reviews, feel free to leave them in the comment section below or in the live chat if you're still here, or you can email them to me, whistler@theoryofblindman.com. Always looking for more channels to take a look at and help people get noticed and spread the love.